And if you have just joined us here on Impact 103, you've joined us just in time for a segment that I really love and I'm excited for. So here we go.
The Word of God. It's quick, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Okay, this is the challenge. It's to memorize scripture so that we as believers in Jesus Christ, we're equipped with the weapon of the word to stand our ground in the very moment that we need it. It's like a hammer that breaks into pieces even the most stubborn rock of resistance.
And sometimes I feel like, man, there's things that I'm going through that might take a lifetime, but I have to have faith.
Listen. Talk about it.
Every Monday and Tuesday, 9:30 a.m. on Being Real with Owen Farley. You are being challenged to change here on Impact 103. Rise to the challenge.
Woo. Welcome to Challenge for Change. It doesn't feel weird sometimes hearing your voice.
Yeah, actually yeah, it does.
That's it so does. Cool. So what I did notice that I've actually experienced throughout this week is that this challenge really made me focus on actually reading these things. But then I noticed I started studying like a lot more on what the scriptures were saying. You know, like I was reading these scriptures, but then all of a sudden I started reading the scriptures surrounding it. I started reading the chapter and then I start like kind of getting
connected to that particular
thing.
Yes,
I kind of get inspired to say, okay, like what's the next step? And I noticed that all of a sudden, because I started taking those next steps, I found a scripture that was like, boom, right? Like I needed that scripture.
Yeah, it was relevant for that.
And it was the same topic about this, the Holy Spirit, like being filled with the Holy Spirit. And this was it. It was Galatians 5, verse 16. It says, but if you walk and live habitually in the Holy Spirit and stay responsive to Him, okay, then you will certainly not gratify the cravings and the desires of the flesh. And I love that because it's like, if you're in the spirit, you can't.
You stay there.
You can't gratify the things of the flesh if you're in the spirit.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, and I'm like,
there's no way there will be a part of you that's still in the flesh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's so true.
And you'll have like no desire for the flesh. You'll have no desire for what you had before.
Yeah.
Those things will like literally disappear completely.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And what about you, Stephen? Like actually putting this into practice this week, how did it go for you?
100%. Yeah, so that's exactly what I experienced. And it's that intentionality to walk in the spirit and say, Lord, I want to know what you want to do. I want to know what you're intending for my life. I'm looking for what you're looking, you know, to achieve through me. And I know that I can't do that in the flesh. I'm not going to hear you properly. I'm going to think my own things. I'm going to go my own way. Right. So being more in tune with him allows us to know that more. And the more we replace the Holy Spirit and His presence with other things, the more astray we're most more likely to go.
Headed.
You know, because you replace it with other things in your life. You replace it with social media. You sit there for hours, you know, trying to get affirmation through photos and likes and all that kind of stuff. You can even do it through food. That sense of satiation is something that can replace. It can give you a sense of comfort, and that comfort is something that we should seek from the Holy Spirit. And when we do that, we lose the need for anything else, and we're able to hear Him more, have more effective prayers, be able to understand the Bible more. So walking in the Spirit, you have so much more direction, and the things that held you back before and actually give you more condemnation upon yourself, those things then disappear.
I'm actually so glad that you mentioned this, because like one of the things that we've been talking about in the show today is actually like, what are you filling yourself with? Because you have to give out, you know. So whatever you're filling yourself with is
what's
going
to come out.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And I noticed throughout the week that as I was meditating on these things, and I was meditating on being controlled by the Holy Spirit and being like discerning His voice and like being responsive to Him, I started noticing that I was doing it more automatically because I'm tuned in to listen.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So all of a sudden I was actually in Fruit and Veg. Okay. I was in Fruit and Veg.
Do they still call it that?
I mean, they do. Like, I don't know. What do you guys call it?
I haven't seen one of those in ages.
It's
Fruit Lovers. It's Fruit Lovers. I mean, maybe it's just me.
Old school.
Coming out. Okay, but I was in Fruit Lovers, right? And I went through to the bakery section and was choosing some rolls for my family. We were like planning lunch and everything. And as I was choosing the rolls, I noticed this woman, and like she just stood out to me, and I'm like looking at her, and I could literally feel the Holy Spirit say she's going through a rough time right now. And literally that's all I said to her. I said, listen, are you okay? I just feel like you're going through a rough time. Are you okay? And she said, yo, I'm actually really not. Like my back is out and, you know, like things are going on and blah, blah, blah. So it opened up an opportunity for God to start moving. Yeah. And because I'd been spending time.
You're in tune.
Because I'd been spending time, what came out? The fruit of the Holy Spirit.
Yep. Yeah.
That was love, joy, peace, you know?
Yeah.
That came out. And I got to pray with her right there. And God healed her back.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
Like right there. And the lady that was like behind me in the queue actually said, no, don't stop. Don't worry about me. You carry on doing it. I was like, yes, let's go.
This is needed.
And then all of a sudden what it produced was the other workers started saying, yo, we also need prayer. Pray for us.
My gosh.
And there was a group of us in Food Lovers all holding hands, praying the salvation, like prayer of salvation right there. I was like, this is the fruit of the Spirit.
It could have only been obedience as well.
I'm telling you.
Because had you disobeyed in that moment, you wouldn't have seen the move 100%. Of God in that very moment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But like, this is what this year is really about. It's about being filled with the Spirit so that things like this can actually start happening. And we're all called to it. Mm. It's not one person. The Bible says when you receive, I mean, this is one of the things that we're learning, Acts 1 verse 8. When we receive the power of the Holy Spirit, like, it gives us power, ability, efficiency, might. Yeah. It's like he moves.
When
it's him
comes upon you, there's just no way he will not move.
Come on. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Luca, I just want to check one of those for you stands out. Because I know
for me, it's got to be John 5:30. Actually, I could just relate to it when you took this script to me. Because I'm able to do nothing from myself. And I'm just going to paraphrase it. Basically, unless the Holy Spirit says something to me, that's exactly what I'll do. There's nothing that I'll do outside of the will of God. And we're having a conversation with Noah the other day to say, look, we no matter how much we want our independence as people, no matter how we want to be individuals, there is just no way we can continue to thrive as those individuals if we are apart from Christ.
Come on.
So when I saw this, I was just like, it's okay to be an individual, but individual apart from the creator of who created the individual is as good as useless. So when I saw this, I was just like, Lord, really, unless it is within your will.
Exactly.
It really doesn't matter.
And if Jesus himself had to walk like that.
Exactly.
I mean, he is like the perfect person.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is what we're modeling ourselves after.
Exactly.
To become like him. Mm. So if he himself did nothing except when God said, do this.
Then like, I shall do absolutely nothing unless he instructs me to.
What a challenge. What a challenge. So if you want to join in with Challenge for Change, please do join us. Let us know even on our WhatsApp line 071-364-0376. And we will be able to just join this. This is a community thing. We're all in the body of Christ, going after God, having our own experiences and growing, maturing, building.
Just exploring scripture as we live through it.
And you know what the funny thing is, that the more you seek, the more you consume of the word, the more actually, the more hungry you actually get.
Yes.
The more you want. Yes. It develops a hunger in you.
Come on. And that's what I love about the challenge, because when you challenge to do it and you take it seriously, you're like, oh man, I have to do this. You actually set aside the time and make the effort.
Yep.
And that's the key. It's like, I have to put in the effort if I want to see a different result. And man, I just want it. So guys, thank you so much for joining me for Challenge.
Thank you for having
us. Guys, if you're listening, please do it. Do it, do it, do it. If you feel the stirring, join in with us. Let us know. And we can actually build each other up. You know, we've had a message here from Sam saying, I am in for Challenge for Change. Such a great thing. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm actually going to be excited. Just remember, anything that you want to know for Challenge or Change is going to be on the podcast that we're going to place on our website, www.impactradio.co.za. And you can find out those scriptures there to learn. Okay. For me, however, here on Being Real, it's come to the end of my time with you. I've had an amazing one here on Being Real. And just remember, keep it real with your relationship with the Lord and understand that he really, really, really does love you.